recreational use is allowed in more than 20 states, D.C., and U.S. territories. Dow's down 110 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include ECMC Foundation, working to improve post-secondary educational outcomes for underserved students through evidence-based innovation. Learn more at ecmcfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, now with more tickets available. Playing April 20th through the 30th in Murphy Hall Stage 2. Seating is limited. Tickets at KUtheater.com.
Highs in the lower 60s today, lows in the lower 40s tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 60s. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place to find NPR News. Broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. Lots of other places all around the state. You can always stream us at kansaspublicradio.org. Which is also a place where you can become a member of KPR. Again, that web address, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, serving the needs of Douglas County businesses and residents by offering over 20 programs for job readiness training in trades, transportation, healthcare, and applied technologies. Information at peasleytech.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, well, it was a big day for SpaceX. Their unmanned Starship rocket took flight over the Gulf of Mexico this morning. All went just fine until it, you know, blew up.
SpaceX teams are still trying to figure out what the exact cause was, but it was at some point when the booster was trying to separate from the Starship itself.
Well, SpaceX is undeterred. They said it was a big success, and we will find out more about that coming up in the next 30 minutes here on KPR. Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live, then Dvorak's Largo from his beloved Symphony No. 9 from the New World. Also tonight, Tango Music Thursday. It's Tango Thursday. We continue with the Top 70 Countdown with Destiny, 8 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. That will be followed by Jazz in the Night. Lows tonight in the lower 40s. No storms predicted tonight. The time is 3:20.
And it is time for you to
monitor costs. Now the GAO is keeping an eye on 2030 census plans. Anzi Luong, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly today signed into law a bipartisan funding plan to preserve water in Kansas. As Dylan Lyson reports, the plan helps address a growing water crisis in the western part of the state.
The new Kansas law adds $35 million this year for state projects aimed at conserving water. Some of the funding will go to grants that farmers can use to pay for water-saving technology, like advanced irrigation systems. Kelly says the plan is needed to protect the water sources used by farmers for generations. Water levels in the Ogallala Aquifer, an important water source in western Kansas, are falling sharply because of farm irrigation. The reservoir also provides drinking water. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Two professors fired by Emporia State University last year will get their jobs back after winning an appeal. Suzanne Perez has more.
Last September, Emporia State laid off 33 employees, including tenured faculty, as part of sweeping cuts approved by the Kansas Board of Regents. The Kansas Reflector reported this week that a state appeals officer has reinstated two professors, saying the university did not adequately explain why their jobs were eliminated. History professor Amanda Miracle and math and economics associate professor Rob Catlett won their appeals, according to the Reflector. Other professors who appealed their dismissals are still waiting to learn their fate. Emporia State has 30 days to seek a judicial review of the decision. The university said in a statement that it plans to move forward with its plans to restructure. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill into law creating a new state park in southeast Kansas. The new designation for Lehigh-Portland Trails of Allen County comes with state investment of up to $7 million for park infrastructure like cabins and a visitor center. The park was previously controlled by a local economic development group. Lissa Regeer of Thrive Allen County says the state support could boost the local economy by bringing in up to 250,000 visitors a year.
So many rural communities are in decline. We're fighting for our own survival, and we want people to come visit because we are very proud of our community.
This will be the 28th state park in Kansas. It features a lake and nearly 15 miles of trails for hiking and biking. It's 3:35.
See, whatever you do, we appreciate it very much. It goes a long way to keep your public radio station strong. So thank you in advance for being a friend and supporter of Kansas Public Radio.
The DEA has a plan to bring down a top Mexican drug gang, so why does Mexico's president object? That's coming up on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows in the lower 40s tonight, tomorrow sunshine with a high in the lower 60s. It is 61 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 63 in Topeka. This is KPR and the time is 4 o'clock.
Working to develop and share practices that can improve learning and enrichment for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Hall Center for the Humanities, presenting author Chloe Cooper-Jones, discussing her memoir, Easy Beauty, April 25th at 7:30 at the Hall Center. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu.
It's 62 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Manhattan. The time is 4:06.
There's a path, and you can get better.
Senator John Fetterman, Democrat from Pennsylvania, back in the United States Senate. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Yes.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, 89.7 FM in Emporia, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, the locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Acornis, Copeland, Sisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com.
Stay with us. Coming up shortly, news headlines just about 12 minutes from now. Before we get to 5 o'clock, we are going to learn more about AI photography. We'll learn more about House Republicans who want new work requirements for safety net programs. A bit of a in-depth look at exactly what does that mean. Has to do with adults without dependents. We'll tell you more, all coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library Spring Book Sale on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, with books, CDs, and audiobooks. Details at lplff.org.
Don't forget that following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live, followed by Classical Music with Destiny. We'll continue the Top 70 Countdown. It's Thursday, so tango music will be involved, and we will also be hearing some Dvorak tonight. All of that coming up on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for KPR Presents at 7 o'clock. Mostly clear skies this evening, a drastic change from yesterday. Cooler temperatures tonight, lows in the lower 40s, highs in the lower 60s tomorrow. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 4:20.
And there's no
against it, pointing to the environmental damage previous launches have caused. For NPR News, I'm Gage Davila on South Padre Island, Texas.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas's Democratic governor has now vetoed two major Republican proposals for rolling back transgender rights. Governor Laura Kelly today vetoed a bill that would end gender-affirming care for children and teens, and another proposal for preventing transgender people from using bathrooms and other public facilities associated with their gender identities. Those proposals are part of an effort by GOP lawmakers across the U.S. to push back against LGBTQ plus rights, including several hundred measures. GOP lawmakers in Kansas say they're responding to people's concerns about transgender women, sharing facilities with cisgendered women, and to doubts about gender-affirming care for minors. Critics contend Republicans are trying to legally erase transgender people. Governor Kelly today also signed into law a bipartisan funding plan to preserve water in Kansas. As Dylan Lyson reports, the plan helps address a growing water crisis in the western part of the state.
The new Kansas law adds $35 million this year for state projects aimed at conserving water. Some of the funding will go to grants that farmers can use to pay for water-saving technology, like advanced irrigation systems. Kelly says the plan is needed to protect the water sources used by farmers for generations. Water levels in the Ogallala Aquifer, an important water source in western Kansas, are falling sharply because of farm irrigation. The reservoir also provides drinking water. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Two professors fired by Emporia State University last year will get their jobs back after winning an appeal. Suzanne Perez has that story.
Last September, Emporia State laid off 33 employees, including tenured faculty, as part of sweeping cuts approved by the Kansas Board of Regents. The Kansas Reflector reported this week that a state appeals officer has reinstated two professors, saying the university did not adequately explain why their jobs were eliminated. History professor Amanda Miracle and math and economics associate professor Rob Catlett won their appeals, according to the Reflector. Other professors who appealed their dismissals are still waiting to learn their fate. Emporia State has 30 days to seek a judicial review of the decision. The university said in a statement that it plans to move forward with its plans to restructure. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Mostly clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight, quite a bit cooler than last night, with lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 60s. Lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, a high only reaching the lower 50s on Saturday, and lows dipping into the upper 20s for Saturday night. So take precautions. If you're a big gardener, you may need to cover up some sensitive vegetation. It's 62 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 64 in Manhattan. It's 435.
This is All Things
Drive. Every listener, a member. Kansas State fans, you like to say every man a Wildcat. We like to say every listener, a member here at Kansas Public Radio. 1-888-577-5268. Pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's your time to make that pledge and make your vote. Here at KPR.
The DEA has a plan to bring down a top Mexican drug gang, so why does Mexico's president object? That's coming up on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up next, and we're going to talk about the debt limit and learn about the poetry billboards of Miami. Lows in the lower 40s tonight. The time is 5 o'clock.
Our station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City destination site, offering visitors one of the most diverse collections of World War I artifacts in the world. More information at theworldwar.org.
It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Emporia, 63 in Topeka. The time is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We're at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Lots of frequencies all around the state. You can also stream us 24 hours a day, both our KPR1 and KPR2 services at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a pledge of support to this radio station right now.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter believes the financial commitment of listeners makes it possible for KPR to provide in-depth news and music daily, and is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
Stay with us. Coming up, we'll have a full report on the SpaceX launch today. It started great, ended up not so much, but we will talk about that. We will also have part three of our competition between Ira Glass and Glenn. They are having a story off, telling stories, and you can vote for one. All of that coming up in the next 30 minutes on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, now with more tickets available. Playing April 20th through the 30th in Murphy Hall Stage 2. Seating is limited. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
Join us following All Things Considered this evening for a fresh Lead Center concert featuring a great young cellist, Daniel Young, with pianist Alex Lee. We'll hear some chamber music tonight, including Nadia Boulanger and Rachmaninoff and Piazzolla. It's coming up at 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned for KPR Presents. Lows in the lower 40s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 60s. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5:20.
And there's no better news. $1,200 left in the challenge from Joanne Myers of Topeka. All pledges matched dollar for dollar for the next $1,200 worth of pledges that come into Kansas Public Radio. Don't leave that money on the table, and don't let any opportunity go untaken. Pledge your support at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And thanks for your support of KPR.
Live from NPR News in Culver City, California, I'm Dwayne Brown. On Capitol Hill, the House passed a bill today that would ban transgender athletes from participating in women and girls sports. The vote was along party lines, with the Republican majority in the House passing the bill. Here's Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana.
The whole intention of Title IX was to create more opportunities for women to compete in sports. And yet, it undermines the very fabric when you say a biological man can just play in a woman's sport if they choose to.
Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York calls the bill discriminatory.
Extreme MAGA Republicans are trying to sensationalize an issue that doesn't really exist.
The bill isn't expected to pass the Senate, though, and President Biden has signaled that he would veto it if it ever came to his desk. In central Oklahoma, three deaths are confirmed so far after large tornadoes moved through the area last night. Logan Layden of member station KGOU has the latest on the damage.
The twisters struck overnight, so it was only in the light of day that the destruction became clear. Fatalities are reported in the tiny town of Cole, and Shawnee, just east of Oklahoma City, took a significant hit as well. In Shawnee, Governor Kevin Stitt toured the damage at Oklahoma Baptist University.
Everybody's been accounted for, all the students. We've canceled class for the next 2 days. And so we're rebuilding and going to put things back together, but just let all the families know that all the kids are okay.
Stitt says he'll be asking for a federal disaster declaration for the impacted counties. For NPR News, I'm Logan Layden in Oklahoma City.
Stocks finished lower on Wall Street after disappointing earnings reports from some big companies, including Tesla and AT&T, while shares of several regional banks also fell today. The Dow down 0.3%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a bill today that essentially banned puberty blockers and similar care for transgender children. Blaise Mesa has more.
The bill would let families sue doctors for performing the care and could even cost them their license. Gender-affirming care can be broad, but the legislation targets mastectomies, hormone treatment, and any surgery that could sterilize someone, like a vasectomy. Governor Laura Kelly says it will hurt the economy because businesses won't want to work in Kansas if it's unfriendly to transgender people. Kansas Republicans have vowed to override the veto, but they need to flip 14 votes in the House to succeed. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly today vetoed a bill limiting use of women's bathrooms and shelters to people who are identified as female at birth. As Dylan Lyson reports, Kelly's rejection likely sets up yet another veto override attempt by the Republican-controlled legislature.
The bill would bar transgender women from women's bathrooms, shelters, and other female-specific spaces. Kelly says she rejected the bill because it would scare off new companies from the state and hurt the economy. Supporters of the plan say it is meant to protect a woman's right to feel safe in areas designated for them. Republican lawmakers promised to override the veto. The legislature fell just one vote shy of a veto-proof majority when it initially passed the bill. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Two professors fired by Emporia State University last year will get their jobs back after winning an appeal. Suzanne Perez has that story.
Last September, Emporia State laid off 33 employees, including tenured faculty, as part of sweeping cuts approved by the Kansas Board of Regents. The Kansas Reflector reported this week that a state appeals officer has reinstated two professors, saying the university did not adequately explain why their jobs were eliminated. History professor Amanda Miracle and math and economics associate professor Rob Catlett won their appeals, according to the Reflector. Other professors who appealed their dismissals are still waiting to learn their fate. Emporia State has 30 days to seek a judicial review of the decision. The university said in a statement that it plans to move forward with its plans to restructure. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
It's 60 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR.
But we might get into this a little bit more in the future. But if we want to have all things considered with us for the future, it takes your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. Thanks for your support of Kansas Public Radio.
The DEA has a plan to bring down a top Mexican drug gang, so why does Mexico's president object? That's coming up on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition, get caught up on all the news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.